Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This video is about Donald J. Trump and his second state visit to the United Kingdom. Now, state visits only take place once during the presidency and or reign of a head of state. So yes, Donald J. Trump's been on a state visit to the United Kingdom previously, but that was under the late monarch, Elizabeth II. Now there's a new monarch, Charles III, they're able to roll out the red carpet to him. Again, so it's the supreme expression of amity between sovereign states. Donald Trump thinks that he's somehow uniquely honored. No, it's just because he's the first president since Eisenhower, to have been a president during the reign of two different British monarchs. Well, wait a second. No, it would be Truman, actually. But already there's been over 100,000 people who've signed a petition saying they're demanding the revocation of this invitation. And that's unprecedented. I've never heard of any petition against a head of state being invited to the United Kingdom or to any other country for that matter. I recall when George W. Bush was visiting the United Kingdom and Tony Blair telling the Labour faithful, I do not choose the President of the United States. And the United Kingdom has to have a cordial relationship with the USA. Implicitly, Blair, if he had his choice, would have picked Al Gore, who was, of course, George W. Bush's rival in the 2000 election. But as President George W. Bush won in the Electoral College and the Supreme Court, therefore, it behoved Tony Blair to maintain as close a relationship as he could with the US president at the time and said that he liked him. And I think he genuinely did. I mean, when he stood down from office, he published a journey. Blair said that there was no particular reason to continue saying it when he was out of frontline politics. Out of politics completely, he's not even in the House of Lords. Now, Starmer has extended the invitation. We know in theory it's from the king, but the king's acting on ministerial advice to maintain the so-called special relationship. Comrade George Galloway, not someone whose words I often quote with approbation, but I recall him saying the United Kingdom's relationship to the United States is Monica to Bill. Not many of you will perhaps remember Bill Clinton's extramarital liaison with his 23-year-old intern, Monica Lewinsky. In days of Me Too, this was seen as abusive, considering the enormous power disparity between a president and his intern, who was providing with oral services. But back to this upcoming state visit slated for the summer of 2026. Is the United Kingdom being craven, hoping the USA won't impose too many sanctions? The United Kingdom is worried because of its over-reliance on the United States for defense. The thing is, for example, the UK's nuclear weapons, Trident, that system's called, I think the missiles had to be maintained. It was sent back to the USA for maintenance every so often. People doubt that it's a fully independent system and so forth. France has very expensively maintained that, cost them over 6 billion euros a year, but maybe it's worth it. But back to this. Well, a court in New York found that Donald Trump sexually abused a woman, E. Jean Carroll, I believe is her name. So that is proven in court. No other sex offender would be invited to the United Kingdom. He'd be barred from the UK because of that. In fairness, it was a civil ruling, only proven the balance of probabilities, not proved to the criminal standard because they've got a statute of limitations, therefore, as in a time limit. It happened so long ago that they can't actually charge him criminally with it. So surely Starmer shouldn't be inviting a person like that because he's a danger to the public. It is not unlikely that he will sexually assault a woman who works in Buckingham Palace or 10 Downing Street or somewhere else, particularly as he's losing his mind. There's no telling what he's going to do. You see how he stims on camera, how he loses control, how he rambles, all this, what's it, phonemic aphasia, when he can't find the sound or produce the sound he needs and things like that. So even on display mode, he's not doing very well. Sometimes he appears to be gingered up. Perhaps he's on some medication, which energizes him occasionally when he'll be more buoyant. So because of his Alzheimer's, he's no telling what he's doing. We can't really hold him fully responsible for his actions. But he may well sexually assault a woman in London. And Starmer will be the one who's endangered them. You know, he's got his duty as an employer, his responsibility to protect. Well, there's this breach of a duty by deliberately putting his staff in danger. So his breach is duty of care. And if harm arises, surely he's personally liable because the duty would lead to harm. We know that Donald Trump is a danger to the public, and nevertheless, he's being invited anyway. Not very feminist, that. Not very much on board with the Me Too movement, is it? But it's one rule for him and one another rule for everybody else. I know the United Kingdom has invited some monsters before. Ceausescu, the Romanian tyrant, invited 1978 in an attempt to bring him out of the Soviet orbit. He was in the Warsaw Pact, but no Soviet troops there. Not really successful. Or even Assad, it wasn't a state visit, but it was an official visit in 2002, the run-up to the liberation of Iraq. I wonder if Donald Trump, not Donald Trump, Tony Blair was right to try it. The idea that was Assad really a reformer just because he spent a couple of years in the United Kingdom, that he wouldn't be as cruel as his father, and to maybe get him as an ally against Saddam Hussein. They're both Ba'athist regimes. The Syrian government detested Saddam Hussein's outfit. Would military bases be available for use? In the end, it didn't bear fruit. I suppose it was worth try, but what a humiliation. They knew he was a mass murderer, but that is the reality that cruel people, violent people, pathological liars make it to the top in politics, including in the United Kingdom. You just have to deal with these people. I somewhat take the Neville Chamberlain view, but that's politics. You hate this person who's in ruling whatever country, he or she is evil. But that is the reality. You can't wish them away. It's no use pretending that the person isn't there. You need to parley with that person, maybe get a deal, maybe not. You've got to give it a shot. Jaw-jaw is better than war-war, and so on. So it is really is craven. The United Kingdom is debasing itself so much, indeed abasing itself before Uncle Sam. And obviously, the United States is far more puissant. The United Kingdom, having quintupled the population and the wealth, and even more the military capacity, and being the leading science and technology country in the world, the United Kingdom's in the halfpenny place. Can't think the last time the UK invented anything. Was it the World Wide Web? Is it over 30 years ago? So it is dispiriting and loathsome that such a vile specimen as Donald J. Trump should be invited to the United Kingdom. Probably not the worst leader to be invited to them. There's some of the Soviet leaders were invited as well. Some monstrous African ogres like Mobutu Sese Seko, Kwaku Ntaganda, Wazabanga of Zaire, it's now called Democratic Republic of Congo. He was invited to the United Kingdom, and so forth. Robert Mugabe, the man who carried out genocide against the Ndebele in Zimbabwe, he was invited to the United Kingdom, even knighted. So it really is sickening. This honor system is all about ignobility, not nobility. They've invented the very notion of nobility. Being noble ought to be being valiant, being compassionate, and being honorable and honest, and so forth. And it's really the polar opposite of that. That is what is so enormously rewarded. And people will heap the accolades and titles on the most monstrous abusers of human rights, Donald Trump being no exception. So it's very sad, the very cruel and evil world we live in, so full of injustice and oppression. And inviting Donald Trump in a way is simply aggravating that.